From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh!
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Welcome back as Stephen Pickford and guests in studio here in Montreal. And
good morning.
Another Saturday.
Stephen Pickford on Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Another week. And later this morning, we'll be talking with Susan Bard Hall. She's written a book, Perfect Places to Stay. Two R's in P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T, Perfect Places to Stay, Bed and Breakfast, Country Inns, and Hotels with Resident Cats. And we'll also be talking to our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips, back from a second trip out to Phoenix, where he stayed this time at one of the Point Hilton resorts. So he's fascinated with Arizona, and that's a fascination shared by a lot of listeners, because this is the time of year to hit Arizona and Florida. Spring break coming up for many parts of United States and Canada through the next month, and they're heading down to those warm spots.
Well, Arizona's a beautiful place to go, though, especially on this cold time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not all that cold. We're going through a bit of a warm spell in the Northeast, and with that in mind, we want to cool off, but not really cool off, because it's just as warm there. We're heading to Iceland in the month of April, and that's one of those distinctive destinations that you wouldn't normally think of. But
yeah, we're going to Iceland on purpose, and I never thought I would actually say that, but we actually saw a little 7 minutes short. I got Art and Carolyn in the studio with us today once again, and what did you think of that little video that we saw of Iceland?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a lot warmer than I thought Iceland was. It actually looked quite nice with the golf courses and
45 golf courses in Iceland.
45.
And in the middle of summer, they play for 24 hours straight because the sun doesn't set. Actually, technically sets at 3:50. You know, sunrise at 3:57 in the morning and sets at 11:59 at night. So they're like 3 hours of darkness. But you can play golf 24 hours a day in the summertime, and there's direct flights on Iceland Air from Baltimore, from Halifax, New York, Minneapolis. So it's easy to get to, and you're a lot of free stopover en route in Iceland. Breaks up the jet lag when you're heading to Europe. You're a lot of free stopover, and you can go bathing in the geothermal bath 4 feet deep.
Now that's neat, because they're talking about how it traditionally gets warmer. In fact, it's warmer in winter than it is in Washington, D.C. over in Iceland, and that's because the Gulf Stream goes right to it. I mean, I always thought Iceland of a place where, you know, you ditch your aircraft there if it won't make it across the Atlantic, but seriously, it's a nice place.
The geothermal baths, the Blue Lagoon is their big one.
Ooh, let's invite Brooke Shields to
Well, I will let you, you may extend the invitation.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Swab.
Now that she's learned how to act.
Yeah.
It's 4 feet deep, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. You just relax your cares away in the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. So we're looking forward to that. And
that'd be neat. They have it's a 4 foot deep lagoon, and it's warm water, like 80 degrees.
Geothermal, the thermal springs. Interesting fact is that Iceland is the largest grower of bananas in Europe. And you wouldn't think, Iceland, bananas, Europe.
The North Atlantic Banana Republic, who'd have ever thought?
But with the cheap electricity, geothermal electricity, the greenhouses, they are one of the places for agriculture for the continent of Europe.
And then there's Greenland, who sounds to be the warmer part, but considering Greenland is colder than Iceland, it's...
Who'd have ever thought that it would be that way?
Huh? Hey, frozen bananas. There might be something there.
Actually, that is kind of neat. Frozen bananas, chocolate covered. They sell that here in different concession stands.
But you got to pay a lot because it's imported from Iceland.
That's right.
Also known for great seafood and beef and lamb and all natural. They have these...
I'll try the beef. You can try all the rest.
They also known for whale watching. We're not going at that time of year. Oh. The time of whale watching. No, I'll let others do that.
I don't know why people do that.
I'm a whale watcher.
Oh, boy, they're going to hire you and to do some radio jingles.
Well, you know what? You won't be singing that tune much longer. You know what? We're going to send you out to north of Boston around Salisbury Beach, Essex County.
Essex, Mass. They go to Gloucester, actually.
Cape Ann.
Gloucester, Massachusetts. So if you're listening in on WNSH 1570 in Beverly, it's right in your backyard. And you go out there on the fleet out of Gloucester Harbor, and you go to the Stowagon Banks, around 14 miles
east.
It
catches you kind of by surprise because it's a nice, calm ride until you get out to where the whales actually go.
And up and down, down and up and down. I would not want to have the concession. We met our friend Norm. He has the concession.
Yes, the great Norm.
The concession at the transit terminal here in West End, Montreal. And he, I don't think he passed up a good business opportunity when he could have taken the concession on the whale watching boat. I don't think he would have sold much on the whale watching boat. But there were kids actually buying hot dogs and hamburgers. Everyone else is holding their stomach and saying, oh boy, when will this.
What's neat is it's all recycled because it never leaves the boat.
They have these giant hoses. They have these giant hoses when people, and they come out and they say, incident on lower deck. And we know what an incident is. It is not the same as an incident in the subway system. That is something else.
No.
But an incident in the subway in Montreal means somebody actually jumped on the tracks. But an incident in the...
sometimes we wish it was a bus driver or one of our local provincial police force. Actually, we had a bus strike. I don't know. The people like to disrupt traffic here in Montreal, and of course nobody likes that. The latest thing, we had three strikes in a row. Actually, then they're out.
Yes.
But it was the provincial police. This is right on the heels of a bus strike, and of course the truck drivers, the high price of gasoline
here in
Montreal.
But of course, prices were high even
Montreal,
when they started.
It's all over North America right
now. So the truck drivers, in order to rouse public sympathy, they decide that they're going to have a traffic slowdown. Oh, yay. That's going to get my sympathy.
Oh, yes. Between the transit workers and the provincial police and the truckers.
Why don't they do something that hits the government and just not remit taxes for a little while? And then another one, the bus drivers. The same thing. They're having a contract dispute, so the public gets it in the end. They decide not to bring over 200 buses in the city of Montreal, and that's close to how much of the fleet?
It's around one-third of the fleet during the rush hour service was disrupted completely. This is the same. Whenever there's a strike action, people tend to target the public, the unsuspecting consumer, and say, oh, well, tough luck. Let him bring the pressure to bear on the politicians, when instead the special interest groups should be targeting the people who they are working for, be it Transit Commission, be it the trucking companies.
It's a conspiracy.
Don't hurt the public.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you.
There are special interest groups out there. There are special interest groups out there that want to control the whole agenda, and they get on the case of you and I, the average citizen, who wants to just put in an honest day's work.
That's for sure. And then our local provincial police, the equivalent of the state troopers here in Quebec, they decide, they have their spokesman comes out, well, we ask the public to be patient while we stop the traffic, and we check all the seat belt to make sure you're wearing them, and then you get home 2 hours later than you otherwise would have.
He got a lot of sympathy, especially
when their uniforms say it all.
Oh, especially when they demonstrated in uniform when they were off duty and carrying guns.
10 seconds to the break. Following the break, we got a woman talking about cat houses, and I can't hardly wait.
Not those. Stay listening.
Oh, yeah. Let's pick this thing. I'll play this one here.
Back another 15 seconds at Travel World. This is Wolfman Bob.
You sleep longer, you'll be more rested, right? No, and a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been losing sleep, believing these sleep myths? Do you want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So don't rely on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs?
Willem?
If you don't have a prescription plan,
yes,
or you're on Medicare,
Susan is
to
ready
this.
To go
with
then.
The
thank you.
Prescription
you
plan,
bet.
You get the lowest prices on your prescriptions on the spot at tens of thousands of locations nationwide.
Sure.
Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full value.
Travel World Radio Show.
Money back guarantee. All for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescription. That's 1-800-854-4800.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
It's available in most states. You're actually
listening. The truth behind the Vortex Radio Network was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number to participate in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video
to Travel World
viewing
with
for those
Willem
who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape
across
can
America
be purchased for only $24 postpaid. Make your check
the
or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12
Travel
Carol
World
Street,
Radio
Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop the erosion of your family's financial resources. That's The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157, only $24 postpaid.
Presenting a totally organic vitamin food designed to provide natural food source vitamins,
check, one,
minerals,
two.
Amino acids, and essential trace minerals. Vitamin Greens is a perfectly blended balance of organically grown vegetables and live enzymes. Just a couple of tablespoons per day added to your favorite fruit juice or blended drink gives you 2 to 5 times the vitamins necessary for a full day. Endorsed by national physicians and healthcare practitioners, Vitamin Greens comes from the folks at Livin' Good International, where Livin' Good is a way of life. And there's a full money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-777-4515 to order the Vitamin Greens today. Available exclusively through this offer for just $19.95. So call now, 1-888-777-4515. That's 1-888-777-4515 for Vitamin Greens.
And we're back on Liberty Works. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Art Moskovic, and Carolyn Rice here in the studio. We got a full house, eh?
Full house, a full house,
full house.
Full house following our straight flush, but that was,
that
I won't tell you what we did
before
during the break.
We went on the air.
That's
yes.
Right, yes.
Susan Bard Hall is on the line with us now, and she's written a book, Perfect Places to Stay, Bed and Breakfast, Country Inns, and Hotels with Resident Cats. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine this Saturday morning. What brought you to write a book just specializing in inns with resident cats?
Well, if you're like me, if you're a traveling cat lover who prefers not to travel with your cat, but you miss him terribly, you go through cat withdrawal, you need your daily cat fix, when you do travel for business or pleasure...
That's okay, go on. I won't go there.
When you travel, it's nice to be able to stay at a place that has a cat so that you can pet, talk to, and cuddle someone else's furry friend. And I happened to stay at one just by accident, and I thought, this is wonderful. Wouldn't it be nice when I'm traveling, if I know I'm going to go to San Francisco or New York or wherever, to actually stay at a place that has a cat? So I went looking for such a directory, and it didn't exist, so I decided to rent one.
You know, it's not too much fun to go with your own cat, because I can just imagine with taking my own cat and trying to put him into the back seat of the car or into a cage. It's no fun, but you do miss the...
You rent a cat? Is that what you said? You rented your cat?
No, you...
Well, don't you kind of feel like you're cheating on your cat?
No, not at all.
Do I hear double entendre? Oh, dear. My goodness. All right. So,
approximately how many of these inns are there across North America?
Well, my book has 33, and since the book has been published, I've gotten calls from ones that, you know, are not included, or from inns that said, this is a wonderful idea. I'm a pet lover. I know guests, you know, love pets, miss their pets. And so some of them have decided to have resident cats, you know, based on that. I really don't have an exact number, but the number is definitely growing, and they're becoming more popular.
Well, there's 71 million cats as pets in the United States, so it is a growing number. But just because somebody has an inn and they have a cat, or in some cases they have a dog, does not mean that you should be bringing your own pet along to play with them as well.
Absolutely. Most inns that have resident cats do not allow guests to bring them just because of, you know, a territorial kind of a thing. But there are some that are pet friendly. The cats that are there are more adaptable, or if they know a guest is going to bring a pet, then they make sure that the resident cat stays, you know.
Now, Susan, what about things like, you know, normal? There's some cats who just don't travel well. And what about places like cat litter and things like that? You bring your litter box and all that, too.
I'm sure people do. Again, I prefer not to travel with my cat for a couple reasons. He's a Persian. Persians are not known to really fly well. And when I go away, again, if it's for business or if it's for pleasure, I don't want to leave my cat alone all day in a strange place. I don't think that would be fair to him.
That's true.
You know, he's better off if he's going to be alone to be in his home where he's, you know, he's comfortable. And I'm kind of a worrywart. I'd be afraid that, you know, if I left him, the maid would go in and he'd run out, even though I know that, you know,
right,
they're very, very cautious about that kind of thing.
So you have somebody who's sitting on your cats, or do you have somebody who actually, do you bring him to a kennel, like Langille Kennels in Dorval or Auberge VIP?
A kitty nursery of sorts.
Well, if I go away for a weekend, 3 or 4 days, my mother will take care of them.
Okay.
If I go for a week or longer, our vet has some spaces that for cats and dogs, and I leave them there.
How do you go about choosing accommodations? You hear about bed and breakfast and country inns, but quite often it's a hit-and-miss proposition unless you get a good referral from somebody. How do you go about choosing ones that won't leave you disappointed? You've looked after all week. You look forward to it all week. You go away, and that's your weekend getaway, but it doesn't meet your expectations.
Well, with the web today, it's a wonderful resource because you almost remove a lot of the element of surprise. You can go on the web, you can look them up, the virtual tours of the rooms, you can look at different rooms and say, I prefer that room. Referrals are obviously one of the best ways, as long as whoever's making the referral has the same taste as you do, you know, price points, you know, atmosphere, etc. There are associations which bed and breakfast and inns are members of, which is, you know, almost like a AAA kind of thing. You know, if they're a member of that, they've met a certain, you know, standard. So those are things to look for.
Things to look for. Now, are these any particular part of the country that tends to have more inns or B&Bs than others?
That's a good question. I think as a rule, again, I think they're becoming more popular. You know, older homes, people are turning into inns, people are becoming more entrepreneurial, and they're looking for a second career after they've spent 20 or 25 years in the corporate world, and turn their, you know, their home, if they have one room or two rooms or five rooms, and turn them into inns.
We know a couple exactly like that.
Excuse me?
We know a couple who did exactly that up in Vermont. Len Vignola up at the Black Locust Inn in Waterbury, Vermont.
I think they tend not to, or they've been not to be in cities. So again, that's changing a little bit. They, like you talked about Vermont. Vermont does seem to have an awful lot of them. You know, they're around small, quaint towns. Colorado seems to have a lot of them. But again, I think they're really growing because people are traveling more.
Well, that's good. Which one is your favorite of all the B&Bs you've been to? Tell us what is your total, absolute favorite, bar none, hands down, if there is one.
You know, I knew you were going to ask for this.
All right. My reputation has preceded me.
And I really, you know, that is, it's really difficult to answer because they're all unique, and the cats at them are also unique, mm-hmm. makes them homey. I would say... Well, again, it's difficult, and I'm not trying to pick one over the other, which is, you know, kind of not fair, but my husband and I were, in October, we were at the Golden Gate Hotel in San Francisco.
Okay.
Which is a wonderful, actually, it's called a hotel, but they have, you know, less than 20 rooms. It's like a B&B or an inn from the standpoint that they have complimentary breakfast in the morning. They have afternoon tea. You know, it's owned by a family. It's very friendly. They have a lot of repeat guests. You just have a real homey feel when you stay there.
That sounds like a really nice place. Have you been up to some of the different B&Bs up in Vermont? Because I got to tell you about...
Yes, I have.
I have to tell you about the Black Locust Inn, but tell me about your favorite one in Vermont, because we have a soft spot in our heart for New England.
Well, I'd have to say, again... I stayed at the Churchill House, and I liked it very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Brandon, Vermont. When I stayed there, there was a different cat than is there now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nice things about the Churchill House is the people that run it are gourmet cooks, and they're very much into providing gourmet meals. So instead of, let's say, the continental breakfast that you get at the Golden Gate in San Francisco, they have a, you know, a three-course gourmet breakfast. Lunch is kind of on your own because you're out walking or whatever. And then they have dinner at night, which is included in the room rate, candlelight, you know, dinner. So that's quite wonderful. They have a pool, which is kind of unusual, you know, for, again, an inn.
The amenities would vary from inn to inn. So again, somebody who is used to a hotel, they have to get themselves really into the B&B mode to know what to expect.
Absolutely. You know, you're not going to get 24-hour room service. It doesn't mean that they don't have a little refrigerator that pre-use for guests. So if you know you're going to get the munchies at midnight, that you're not going to put, you know, milk and something in the refrigerator for yourself, but you still have to go down and get it. You can't call room service and have them, you know, bring something up at 1 o'clock in the morning. There are a lot of differences. One of the main differences that people should ask about if they call or if they're looking on the website or, you know, if they get a copy of the brochure is a lot of B&Bs and inns, their guest rooms do not have private baths. The baths are shared baths. You'll have, you know, three rooms and a hallway, and, you know, one has a private bath and the other two share a bathroom. Because, again, it's, you know, it's a house. Not every bedroom in a house necessarily has a bathroom to go with it.
Have you ever been to the inn on...
Go ahead.
Sorry, have you ever been to the inn on the lake just outside of Halifax?
No, I have not.
It is beautiful. When you walk in there, you kind of get the feeling you're at home and mom and dad are there to take care of you. They come knock on your door in the morning and tell you breakfast is ready, get ready. Do you need anything? And they take very good care of you. They have bands playing there at night. All kinds of things going on in this huge house. I had a great time down there. I was only there one night, mind you, but it was a good time. Felt like I was at home.
Susan, we'd like you to stay with us following the break. We're going to cut to a commercial in about 10 seconds. Steve, anything to say?
Yeah, we're talking to Susan Bard Hall about her book, Perfect Places to Stay, Bed and Breakfast, Country Inns and Hotels with Resident Cats. Stay listening to Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Hello?
You guys are insane.
Travel World Radio.
Freedom in 1999, according to the U.S. State Department, but conflicts in Kosovo, East Timor, and Sierra Leone showed that human rights have not taken firm root, in the bureaucrats' words. In an annual report on human rights around the world, the department said with elections in populous Indonesia and Nigeria, more people came under democratic rule than in any other year in recent memory, including 1989 when the Berlin Wall collapsed and Eastern Europe abandoned communism. The Clinton administration is under growing domestic and international pressure to lift sanctions on Iraq, and is considering ways to ease restrictions on the import of oil industry spare parts, pesticides, and other products. The Washington Post says, as a member of the UN Security Council, the U.S. has frequently exercised its right to block Iraq from acquiring such items as pesticide sprayers, which can be used not only to help farmers grow food, but for biological warfare. NATO is scrambling to smother alarm over its Kosovo peacekeeping operation, but the organization concedes allies let their troop strength slip, and some others are withholding units from troubled areas. The alliance says units would be restored to full complements. Four countries volunteered more soldiers and military experts charged with the task of identifying further requirements more precisely. A French computer scientist who discovered a way to fool cash terminals into giving him $2,000 every 15 minutes was given a 10-month suspended prison term on Friday. Reuters says Sergei Humpich, who tried to sell the trick rather than use it himself, was found guilty by a court in Paris of forgery and fraudulent access to an automated data system. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady, written up in the Journal of Medicine, actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew. Some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Oh, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to... 15.
I know.
Know what to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program in this station.
Yeah.
The Hysteria song by Def Leppard. Every time I hear that song, I think of traveling through the country because of the video. If you've ever seen the video to Hysteria, there's a Corvette driving through fall foliage season.
I was just going to say, you need to be in a convertible on the highway.
And it brings visiting to mind what we're talking about today, which is the bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast and country inns with Susan Bard Hall, author of Perfect Places to Stay. We were talking before the break about the total bed and breakfast experience, and what do you get to expect when you hear bed and breakfast? It is a varied experience.
It definitely is. We're talking about some of the things that you might take for granted or expect in a hotel that you aren't going to find in a bed and breakfast or an inn. We talked about checking to see whether or not, you know, the guest room that you reserve has a bathroom with it, or if you're going to have to share a bathroom. Usually there may not be phones in the room, which is not so much an issue anymore with cell phones, but there would be a guest phone to use in the lobby. You know, I personally, when I go away, I don't want to get phone calls, so I don't care if there's a phone in the room or not.
Yeah.
You know, something else that you should probably, you know, check when you go away is, you know, the atmosphere there. If you're kind of a person who keeps to themselves and, you know, doesn't necessarily want people to say hello all the time, that may not be an environment for you, because, as you were saying, you're sitting in a living room and there are other guests around, and it's a family kind of a feeling, and, you know, you're kind of expected to, you know, at least be cordial to the people that, you know, are there, because it's kind of your, you know, family for the extended time that you're there.
For the days that you're visiting. So if you're a type of person who goes away and doesn't want to make any friends.
Like Avery Haines last week.
Oh, yeah, like Avery Haines.
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise. Yeah, then a B&B may not be for you, because one of the things we've experienced here, my number one favorite, runaway favorite experience at a bed and breakfast has got to be the Black Locust Inn up in Waterbury, Vermont. I say it all the time. It's
Waterbury.
That's right. It's the classic story that you were mentioning earlier, Susan, about a guy. He was the CEO of the Ford Foundation for the Arts, and when he turned 60, he basically took his family from New York City up to Vermont, found an exquisite and a beautiful home. It's a 6-bedroom bed and breakfast, and to say that these rooms are exquisite is not doing it justice. I mean, there are no words to describe just how beautiful this place is. And of all the places that Steve and I have gone, bed and breakfast, hotels, resorts, the whole bit, only two have ever been better than the brochure, and that's one of them is a Black Locust Inn, and the other one's Caesar's Pocono Palace, but that is another show. This guy, he's got such a wide variety of interests. First of all, the food they cook you is unbelievable. They will accommodate special dietary needs. And even better than that, this guy, what an eclectic, that famous word they use that means just a good, taken from all the best groups of stuff.
He's a wine connoisseur. He's a baseball fan. He has
baseball
bats.
Jackie Robinson's authentic bat. Which of course
I saw the pictures.
The guy also has an original Brooklyn Dodgers hat. So if you are a baseball fan, even a little bit, this is a place for you. This guy is unbelievable.
He was a big Dodgers fan. It was devastating for him when they moved to Los Angeles. Going to a bed and breakfast, you get some very good deals when you go in the off season, because these are small business people who are looking to accommodate you, and they're looking to fill up their properties.
Absolutely, the shoulder seasons are, you know, at hotels as well as inns in bed and breakfast. You know, they're probably going to, you know, have higher rates if you're in Colorado during the ski season. But during the summer, you know, Colorado is just a gorgeous place to go and visit, with the wildflowers and the rolling hills. And the rooms, as you said, are not as popular for some reason, you know, not with the skiers, obviously, and it's a great time to get a better deal.
And perfect
I'm sure Vermont is that same way, too.
Vermont would probably be, like, more the spring and then late fall, because they do a big business. Although, of course, they're skiing places like Killington, and then they have summer. People go there for hiking and biking, and then, of course, fall foliage.
You better
get your room reserved 6 months in advance.
Right, absolutely.
Now, do you get better deals by calling the property directly, or there are some toll-free reservation numbers or booking services? How would you recommend somebody go about...
It's interesting you bring that up. That's kind of one of my big tips is I prefer, I will not use an 800 number unless I know it's going directly to the property. And, you know, a lot of properties will have 800 numbers, you know, to them as well as, you know, the local number. But if it's going to a reservation bank, or as you said, maybe, you know, someone else, management company or whatever, I will call the property itself because I want to get the feel of the property by talking to whoever's there, whether it's the owner who answers the phone or whether it's, you know, someone else. And I have had occasion not with bed and breakfast and inns, but with hotels where I've used an 800 number and they've said, no, sorry, we're sold out. And I turned around and called the property and there were rooms.
They don't have last room availability. Most of these call centers are in actually two cities, Omaha, Nebraska, and St. John, New Brunswick, tend to have like their proportionately more hotel reservation call centers. Although last few times I've been calling like Starwood Hotel, Sheridan and Westin, and the call's been answered in Ireland. Ireland has become a worldwide center for call centers.
That's because Les Pinsky is Irish.
Yeah.
A well-known telemarketer in Montreal.
Yes, but a different type of telemarketer. We can ask Cheryl Atkinson at CBS News about him. No, that is quite true. In any type of reservation type scenario, better call the property directly if you really want to get the feel or have a specific question. If you want to know where a particular event is, a festival, a company you're visiting on business, the people of the 800 number, if they're not in the city that you're calling, will have no idea. They're going to even have to ask you to spell the name of the city you're going to visit. You know, wow. Now, Baltimore, how do we spell that?
The other thing that's interesting, depending on, you know, where you're going when you're making your reservation, if there are a couple really hot restaurants, you know, the people at the inn will either recommend that you, you know, make your reservations in advance, or because, you know, the inn directs so much business to these restaurants, they will, you know, have two or three tables every night, you know, in the inn's name so that when you, you know, show up and they will just call and, you know, make your reservation for you. Whereas if you called yourself, you know, they wouldn't have tables available.
They're
a wonderful resource
to
use.
Yeah, you can get a good idea of what you're coming into and you don't have to start looking through the local newspapers and magazines upon arrival. You know what your weekend is going to be like and you can save some valuable time by using them as sort of a sounding board as to what to see and do. What are some of the new trends coming up in the bed and breakfast industry that they're trying to sort of reinvigorate themselves and become more than just a place to sleep?
Well, I think a lot of them are going into theme weekends. We talked about how a lot of the proprietors are chefs, amateur chefs, professional chefs, whatever. And a lot of them are doing, you know, specific gourmet weekends so that you go and, you know, you're going to have dinner there a couple nights with, you know, wonderfully paired wines, or mystery weekends are a big thing, or tying them in just, again, with a festival that's going on that someone who, you know, doesn't live in the area wouldn't know, and trying to get people, you know, to tie in with that and, you know, tickets are included or whatever that might be. So I think rather than a place to maybe just get away, they're doing it more as a destination to go to for a specific reason.
And they play off of the particular interests of the owners, and that's always something interesting. If you have a particular hobby to meet somebody that is also interested in the same thing.
Absolutely.
Susan, any particular, what's your most memorable experience going to a B&B?
Now, this I didn't anticipate.
Or the for example, you're talking about cats.
It took Will and back is to ask her a question like
something
that
has never been asked
fresh
before.
Fresh M&Ms.
Or you're talking about cats. What is the most
memorable experience? Off the top of my head, I wouldn't be at an inn. I do have a, you know, I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people who are at a hotel and came back to the room at, 10 o'clock after dinner, and our key card wouldn't work. And we're like, why is this not working? The electronic cards.
Oh, yeah.
You had to call, security.
I hate those things.
And for some reason they had just, with the electronic cards, they, do them from the time you check in, let's say on Friday, and then they, they deny you access after, the checkout time on Sunday.
Lovely.
So people can't extend their stay.
I didn't necessarily mean bad, Susan. I meant a happy experience.
Happy.
Or the most memorable cat. You've written about cats at inns. The most memorable cat you've met at an inn.
Well, I can tell you a very funny story. I was not there at the time. It was a story that, was related to me. It's one of the inns that's in London. It's called Pembridge Court, and they have two cats, and these cats are indoor-outdoor cats. The inn is on a residential street in London, and apparently one of the cats wandered a little farther away than he should have, and the owner was on duty by herself at night, and she got a call from some saying, "We have your cat," because cats were, ID tags.
Can we go to a break now? And we're going to continue and wrap up with you, Susan, after this short commercial break. Stay listening to Travel World.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now, 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now, 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Friends, I'm Morton Downing Jr., here today for the cigarettes program. You know all the reasons you should quit.
Friends and their animals, all with the very same natural food. Her first book, Let the Mockingbird Sing Herbal Praise from the Old Barn, will brighten your day with true stories from the heart. So order now online, DocBradleyRealHerbs.com, or call toll-free 1-877-DOC-BRAD. For a limited time only, if you mention Liberty Works Radio Network, you'll receive the special price of $35 for the book, plus a must-see video, a $10 savings. Order now through February 29th, and shipping and handling is free. COD is available. To receive your book and video at discount prices, that website again is DocBradleyRealHerbs.com, or call toll-free 1-877-DOC-BRAD.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, 30. Brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
Just like us on Travel World. Willem Back is Stephen Pickford, Art Moskovic here in studio.
And finishing up with Susan Bard Hall and her story of a cat in London.
So anyway, this cat wandered off, and the manager on duty got a call saying, "We have your cat. Come get it." She said, "Well, I'm here by myself. I just can't leave." So she said, "Call a taxi." You know, these are wonderful London big taxis. She says, "Call a taxi. Put him in a taxi. Tell him where to take him. I'll get him here." And I would have loved to have been there to experience when she walked down and opened the door like a chauffeur, and the cat trotted out, and she paid the taxi driver, and he just came home.
Well, at least the cat traveled well in a car. I know many cats that would have been sitting on the driver's head. The name of the book is Perfect Places to Stay, Bed and Breakfast, Country Inns and Hotels with Resident Cats by Susan Bard Hall. Where can we get this book, Susan?
Well, if your local bookstore does not carry it, it can be special ordered. They can have it in a couple days. Could order them directly from me, and I'd be more than happy to autograph them for whoever orders them. I don't know if you want me to give out my number.
Yes, please.
Okay. It's 312-938-1137. It's 1995 U.S. plus shipping and handling. And again, you can order from a local bookstore, and if people are online, it's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com, basically all the .coms. Just type in Perfect Places to Stay or my name, and it'll come up, and they can order it that way as well.
Well, it's an interesting book with lots of color photos of cats and interesting information on B&Bs and country inns. Susan Bard Hall, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you so much.
And we go over to our other line for our chief correspondent, Vic Phillips, who is just back from a return visit to Phoenix and staying at one of the Point Hilton resorts. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willem. Yep.
Hey, Vic.
Spent a few days in Arizona, my favorite state in the U.S. I just love going there. I'm even planning another trip down the road. I've been there 3 times in the last 10 months. And this time I stayed at a place called the Tapatio Cliffs Resort. It's a Hilton hotel, a beautiful hotel, and I have to tell you a little bit about it. I'll read you just a sentence, Stephen, from Fromer's Guide 2000, one of my favorite little guides here, and this will give you an idea. Situated on the shoulder of North Mountain, Tapatio Cliffs offers the steepest and luscious grounds of the three Hilton resorts. And it says here, get your heart and your brakes checked before staying here.
It is on the side of the cliff. I remember we went there on the last trip. I was in Phoenix, and we had dinner at their Different Point of View restaurant, and that is overlooking the lights of the Valley of the Sun, and that is a beautiful place to spend a very romantic dinner evening.
Yes, and I took my lady Irene there, and the doggone thing is, before the trip, I was carrying her dog around, a 45-pound Sheltie who's crippled. And I threw my back out, which is kind of bad because at the Tapatio Resort, they have 11 tennis courts, and I couldn't play tennis. 11 nightly lit tennis courts, and I just had to watch people play. They have at least six swimming pools there, and they're all gigantic pools. I could swim. That was good for my back. But they also had a stable with more than 100 riding horses. And I wanted to go horseback riding. Couldn't do that. That's kind of hard on the back, too. There's hiking and jogging trails all around the resort. And a beautiful golf course, immaculately groomed. The setting is on hundreds of acres of the beautiful Sonoran Desert, Stephen, and it's the site of the famous Arizona Classic Golf Tournament, and it's been voted one of the state's top 25 golf courses. So a stay at Tapatio Cliffs, I mean, it offers anything you could possibly want. And, of course, the sun shines every day in Arizona. You'll remember that from our last visit. Well, it's still the same.
It's even better now.
A cloud in the sky, which is totally different from Toronto, where I'm sitting right now looking at the cloudy skies. I can't remember when I last saw the sun in Toronto.
No, the whole...
So it was great to get away to Arizona.
The whole Northeast has been fogged in, drizzly, freezing rain. It's been not a pleasant week, and our thoughts tend to then drift to the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, and area. The Point Hiltons are all suite hotels. Tell us a little bit more about your room.
Oh, well, my room was larger than my entire house in terms of square footage.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
No, it was unbelievable. It must have been about 2,700 square feet.
Holy
and,
cow.
Yeah. It was called the Presidential Suite. And, of course, I guess they treated me a little extra fine there.
Because they knew it was Travel World.
I mean, a suite like that must go for about, I think it goes for around $500 a night U.S. generally.
Wow.
But there are a lot of other suites there and rooms that one can rent from, say, around the $200 U.S. mark up to $400 in season. And, of course, out of season, say from April till September, I think the prices drop by almost 50%. But, Stephen, the resort offers a choice of three different restaurants, and as you recalled, you ate at the Different Point of View, which is a pretty classy, expensive place, but it features one of the best views of the city of Phoenix. It's tray chic with gourmet food, but they have another restaurant called the Watering Hole, and it's done up cowboy style with knockout cow guys and cow gals serving up the fiddles. And I had the best ribs I've ever tasted at the Watering Hole at Tapatio Cliffs. And if you like Mexican food, the resort also has the Cantina with truly great tacos and burros and burritos and seafood. And Willem, for gringos like you who don't like to experiment too much, they have great burgers.
That's me.
And club sandwiches.
I do like Mexican food.
But it doesn't like me.
They got something for everyone there. And when you look at rates that range from $200 to $400 a night, when you consider that many hotels charge you that for a relatively, you know, very plain room, taking a suite at the Point Hilton is a good value, especially if you're traveling with a family.
Oh, yeah. Like, our suite had a television set in the bedroom and then a television set in the living room, so there's separate rooms, and a kitchen. Two bathrooms, which was really good. I like having my own bathroom, so Irene's always complaining. So she had her own bathroom this trip, and she enjoyed that. And the balcony overlooking the mountains and the golf course and the pools. There's so much to do and see there. And yet, you know, the thing is, they do offer deals, and it's not necessarily for the wealthy. The lady next door to me who was staying there was an airline employee, a stewardess, with Continental Airlines, and she was saying how, you know, she worked a little deal. And it's one of those places that you make it something special. If you're celebrating an anniversary or a birthday, I'd strongly recommend it. Now, the Hilton has three resorts in the Phoenix area, and they're all gorgeous resorts, and the Point Hilton on Tapatio Cliffs is just one of them.
They're all suite properties, all three of them, and equidistant, around within 20 minutes of downtown Phoenix, downtown Scottsdale, and the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, so it doesn't take you all day to get to your hotel room. The number for Point Hilton's 1-800-HILTONS, www.hilton.com for all the information on the three Point Hilton resorts in the greater Phoenix area. Vic Phillips, it sounds like you are looking forward to going back to Arizona once again.
Yeah, you know, there's so much to see in that state. Now, everybody raves about Sedona, which I haven't seen, Tucson, which I must see, and of course, I wouldn't mind doing that Apache Trail. You and I did that last month where we, or it was a year ago.
A year ago. And
yeah.
we'll take it next time in a van. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Vic. And I look forward to speaking to you again next month about one of your other travel adventure.
So, pleasure to be on the show.
All right, Vic, thanks for joining us.
And next Saturday, we'll be talking to somebody who used to work with Vic Phillips, Sue Lumsden, many years ago back at CTV Toronto.
Blast from the past.
Yes, and she's away talking this week, and she'll be back next week talking about bird watching. She's an avid birder, and she's on the Texas Gulf Coast visiting the Aransas Wildlife Refuge, something we haven't really talked about much on Travel World, but it's a growing trend amongst people wanting to get away, ecotourism and bird watching. That's with Sue Lumsden, former broadcast journalist out of Ottawa.
Oh, definitely. Well, we didn't have much time this week for Carolyn. It was a full show, but we are featuring Carolyn as an up-and-coming artist. Say something, Carolyn.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's
Thank
all.
You for playing.
Goodness gracious. Anyway, she's an up-and-coming artist, and we will be featuring her in some of the music that we are putting out here in Travel Ralph. CDs will be soon be available. Stay tuned for that. Art's got a great song, too, that he's got to come out with. We're going to be playing clips of that on future shows.
Next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Art Moskovic.
Carolyn Rice.
Join us next week.
Have a good week.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company.
News, information.